Radio Thailand speak with Mr. A.R. Sabaya, Director of Climate Risk Management Team, Asian Disaster Preparedness Center.
Climate Risk Management Division in Asian Disaster Preparedness Center support programs to countries in the region to manage the climate risks such as El Nino, La Nina, and also the monsoon-related risks to the systems and communities.
Mr. Sabaya has about 20-year experience in disaster management and undertook several research projects on El Nino Southern Oscillation Impact Assessment. Therefore, he talks about El Nino phenomenon in global aspect.
El Nino is warming of Pacific Ocean, particularly in the Eastern Pacific. When there is a warming of that particular region, then we find El Nino phenomena happening. That means it will reverse the kind of atmospheric flow and cause a kind of differential impacts in South America and also Southeast Asia. In South America, normally it will cause floods. In Southeast Asia, it may cause a drought. This is a general kind of situation. It also has an indirect effect globally, that even in Africa, some parts of Africa will have floods, and also some parts of Africa will have droughts. And USA also will have an impact. It will have some kind of a mild winter in some areas, and it will have a kind of lower water availability in some areas. So it has got a global impact. But each El Nino, its impact is vary from one ending to another because of its different characteristics of El Nino itself. Sometimes it's a mild El Nino, sometimes a moderate El Nino, it's a strong El Nino. El Nino also, it will be differential heating will take place if it is at the near Ecuador and Peru, the impact will be different. Sometimes it happens in the middle of Pacific Ocean, the temperature will increase. So that impact will be somewhat different than the impact of the normal El Nino. So it has got a global flavor. Fortunately for us, the El Nino can be forecasted 6 to 9 months in advance. So there is enough lead time available to assess the potential impacts of this phenomena in various parts of the world and inform the decision makers to prepare for respond to El Nino impacts. When the El Nino happens, normally people expect drought in Southeast Asia, and La Nina happens, it will be a flood in Southeast Asia. But because of its different characteristics, as I mentioned earlier, the area which is affected by drought in particular year may not also be affected next year. So we need to have a system of localizing this global impact into local impacts. That is where ADPC is providing a capacity building support to the countries to localize these global impacts into local impacts. And also we provide some training programs and all to ensure that the phenomenal impact is properly understood in a local context and the response actions are taken in the local context.
That was Mr. A.R. Sabaya, Director of Climate Risk Management Team, Asian Disaster Management Center, talking about El Nino phenomenon in global aspect. Thawin Ang Skun, Radio Thailand News.